Did you get your blessing this morning? Because Brittany got hers. I mean, all that stuff is sweating out of her. We ought to praise God with her. Praise the Lord. Come on and praise God. Come on and praise Him. Hallelujah. Come on and praise Him. Come on and praise Him. Come on and praise Him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You next. You next. You next. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. God is who He said He is. He's in this place today. He'll give you what you need. He'll give you what you come for. It's not Sister Davis, it's God. Lift your eyes up into the hills. Put your eyes up and look at Jesus. He will give you what you need. Come on, look your eyes. Come on, lift your eyes into the hills. Come on, hallelujah. He don't just love us. He don't love us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, the Lord. You know, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He's waiting on you. He waits on me. He waits on you. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm feeling good. I've been studying this Bible for years. Praise the Lord. But I'm telling you, when God gives you a revelation, I just want to thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. That song was beautiful. She sung it with all her heart. Oh, God loves us. He's here today because in the midst of us. You believe that. Pray, you ain't got to have a church full of folks that have God in the midst. Jesus is here today. I just want to thank Him. I say, I just want to break yokes. He's doing anything you got your mind you want to do. Praise the Lord. Oh my God, in Jesus' name, I thank Him for the word. Hallelujah. And that way you got some questions you can ask. So you say, I wonder what the... No, come on now, some of y'all get up at 5 o'clock, don't you? 4 o'clock, she get up at 3. Come on, let's start giving God all. Let's stop making excuses. Let's press in, children of God. God gonna bless people who are pressing. So get up and come on to church. Come on to Sunday school. I ain't scared to say, I'm telling you, I'm feeling good. This is the 8th month, and I'm telling you, 8 is a change. Say change. Ain't but in my life, it's the 5th one of yours. But it's a change. God is going to bring a change in this church. That's what He told me. He said, I'm going to bring a change. Hallelujah. So you know what He did? My little granddaughter dreamed a dream. And I don't know, Adea, my grandbaby. And she was singing to me. And I walked in this room and everybody was singing the same song. I ain't never heard a song like that. Honestly, 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 honestly. With a high voice, I didn't know who it was. And I'm standing in the spirit over here. You. And all of a sudden she looked out. You know, she wasn't smiling. Her face was just glowing. She said, God is blessing. What do you think I did? I jumped. I went to prayer up crying. I prayed all the way through crying. I jumped up and down. Blessing you. Thank you, Lord. God is with you. Thank you, Lord. He promised to be with you until you to receive it. You sit there. God is blessing you. Now, if you wanted to bless the people, these crowds that Jesus went through, this is not the word I'm putting. Come on, Jesus. God will hear your cry. I mean, you got to get back here now. That weren't just 5 or 6 people. These were, but you make an effort. That's all, you know, from your heart. When Zacchaeus made an effort to go up in the tree here, hallelujah, not make an effort. You go down to that bar, you sit. Come on now. You got a God that you serve. The Lord, well, who's your best player? He better than that. I say he better. Oh, God. I'm ready to praise the Lord. And when she said, I'm ready to praise the Lord, everybody should have been standing up, clapping your hands and praising with her. Come on. Don't sit down when somebody want to praise the Lord. Everybody get up and say, I want some of this too. Praise the Lord. I got a right to praise my God. Praise the Lord. Tell me to calm down. Woo! I said, Jesus, I ain't never done this, but I can't take this in one day. So we're going to go how He leads me. I'm going to Romans 3. I want to thank the Lord for His blessings. I found out that this word is true. I say, I found out that his word is true. And sometimes you don't see how that could work. But just do it. It works. Hallelujah. So Paul went to Rome. He wanted to go to Rome so bad. And finally God gave him lease to go to Rome. He writes this letter to the Roman church. And I thought about, you know, and the Lord was just giving me this. And I'm just copying down and tearing papers and putting it down again to make sure I get it right in order. You know what I'm talking about? And what should I talk to first? And then I told this. I said, no, I'll put this down first. But I found out in my heart. Say in my heart. Say in my heart. I'm finding out, Lord. Say, I'm finding out, Lord. In my heart. See, because you can read it, the letter of the law, and not get nothing. You read it. And you can learn it and know scripture and not get a thing. But it's something about, thank you. Romans 3. No, 3 and 19. That what things soever the law said, help me. Let me pray because I want the Lord to help me with this. I don't want to miss that. That's protocol. But Father, I thank you. Ooh, Jesus, no, I don't want to miss that. To put out to this people what you put in my heart. And use it for the glory of God. Lord, in Jesus, I preach it to your people in Jesus' name. Anoint me, Lord, in Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Give him one more clap. Hallelujah. Now we know number 19. Now Paul is, here it is. Men, they are going to have some close, because men, some believe out, and he's opened the word for me, so we get together and be at Mark and all, we can get together here. He said, now, are we under the law? Ain't nobody talking to me this day. Under the law. He said, now we're under God's. That every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Because the law makes you guilty. Shall do this. Thou, you know, and so it's written. But I've learned and I said, Lord, you know, because written to Moses, there was no law before. Now I understand, Tawana, why God. Now, if no law is written, it could be a wrong done, but it can't be imputed to you because there are laws like in our land. People do things that say, well, ain't no law down there. You write it down, say, write it down. When you write it down, it goes in something to, it's something about, we get up there and say, Lord, I did. Oh, no, it's wrote down. I'm feeling from Genesis, come on now, to Exodus. Therefore, the people, that's why Jesus went down and preached them because there was no law. That's where I did when God told me this. I'm doing up there, I'm looking up, did the same thing y'all doing. Look how good I'm good. I'm feeling good. He said, there, now he talking about, now he gave us another law. It's because when you write a law, the law has, okay, if you say you was sick and going to the hospital, I don't think mama getting ready to have, likely. Depends on how you do it. Otherwise, you got to suffer for what you did. Help me. Y'all pray for me now. But now, listening, that was the circumcision that was keeping Moses' law. You said, I give. See, people don't want to do nothing. They just want to do what they want to do. And when he was at the Seder, we call it, the Last Supper, before he died, he said, this, what he put, he picked up the bread and he picked the wine. This was something that was coming into a newness. There's a new law, a law that Jesus started mad in John, Matthew. So things back there. They were good. The law that you can't be justified by because you don't steal. You can't be justified because you ain't. You got to be justified by Jesus. I believe what he did. Jesus ain't gonna ask. God ain't gonna ask you. Now, you stole that app. Lies are going to tear in the sight, so I get them lies out of the way. And you did such and such a thing. Justified. Justified is to be made right. You are not made right because you wouldn't lie for nothing. It's good now, because see, the law is good now. Watch it now. The law is good. And the commandments are holy. So hear what it said? Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified. For the law is the knowledge of sin. See, the law, you see. And so there are a lot of people that's good folk. kind of feel like, shoot, you talking to him? I don't do that. I don't do this. Y'all have to pray for me, because I'm telling you this thing. I've been in this thing about 2 weeks, and I've been just. And the law was the righteousness that God wanted us to keep. The righteousness, the law is righteous. Understand? Listen, to, he said, even the righteousness of God, which is by the faith of Jesus Christ, say, they're worthy. Go, my son. Oh, man, son. God still wanted him. I don't know what he did. Because he so loved the world that he gave everything that he had. He gave his son. You willing to give your child? You know, our children, we give. If he take our kids, you know, we a mess. Come on now. Ever anything imperfect in him, which is not. Because he was born. Hallelujah. The seed of God cannot sin. And so if he was born, praying, he was born more than I ever loved him. Because he was a man. He was a man. Who else was going to do it? Sinning, can't quit sinning. What we going to do? But the Lord, ready. If he'd have ever said, they'd have been there, baby. Bless when he saw you. When he saw me, he saw you. I'll suffer the shame. I'll go and suffer the pain. Because, baby, he suffered pain. Pain that we will never understand. She will never understand. We will never understand it. Yet he said not a word when they took him into the skipping stuff, because this is all understanding I got right now. But y'all wait now. When he said it's finished, that is finished. That means every curse that was up on man, every curse is broken because of what Jesus stays on. Enough. What did you do with my son? Did you believe him? The heartache I felt when he died. We don't. The Bible say everything was shaking. I can't imagine that. I wouldn't. Help me, Lord. Help me. But God, every sin while you're walking as babes in Christ. That's why people pray, talking about once in Christ and never out. Now, I ain't there. I don't believe that. Because you got a look. I think about my son. My son Keith calls me regularly. And I thought, I said, God, you know, no matter what that child has gone through, he stay in church. He loves God. And he talks about, he said, I'm gonna do what God want me to do. It's in his heart. You know what I mean? And so I'm saying, Lord, give up. Did God let me know that he's coming? That he's going to give us now the understanding that we trying to help people along the way. But don't wait. While you're young, ask God that. Don't sit down and can't talk to nobody. I understand that now, you see. And when I got out, I should have said that. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't feel too good about it. I cried. I said, I'm not. She told me, she said, Jesus, well, no. Woo be, woo. Y'all don't know what I'm saying. Praise God. So, no, so whatever that was, now you straighten that out now. Because I'm an old lady with gray hairs, I don't know. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith, to believe in Christ. By faith. Have you ever seen him? Were you there? No, but by faith you believe it. All right. He said, for there is no difference. For all and come. Everybody done sin. I've been a good person. Not go to hell for sin. Not cause you smoke. Not cause you drink. No, you're going to hell for sin. And being justified freely by his grace, we got to accept the favor he gives to man we don't understand. We don't understand why we know who we fast tomorrow and then some cookies come back. And then we just get, but yet there he's whoopee when we make it. And then he smiles still, he'll sadly smile. Say he'll never leave me. Always be with me. Till the end of the world. Praise the Lord. I thought about the brother preached this. And I won't say this is good. I got this from a brother preached this morning. He believed. That's why you shouldn't name your children anything. I believe in names. And I did. I believed in names when I named all my kids. What is your name, Jacob? He said, Jacob. He said, no, I got to change your name. No, I'm still. No, I got to change your name. Do you know God done changed your name? if it ain't right, what nobody can understand, you get into Jesus, God gonna change your name. Y'all believe that? You don't have to believe it, but it's the truth. You don't hear nobody naming nobody. But he was saying how when Jacob came out, when he changed your name, you know, personality, when he changed your name, he came out limping. But he told about, say, every time, praise, I might can't walk too good, but I'm not the same because God done changed my name. To the altar and say, I love you, Jesus. I want to serve you, Jesus. God don't change your name. Your name. I got more verse than this. Let's see. Redemption that is in Christ. I don't care what you did. Be Christ. His grace justifies you. I thought that was so beautiful. Whom God has set forth is to be the propitiation. All can show up right. The act of appeasing a God. It's God. When he died on the cross, even though he seemed like he turned his back, world, he said, being freely justified, whom God has set forth to be the propitiation through faith in his blood. Where you are, wherever. When the word is preached, and I still believe it, and I believe that hell preaching. But come to Jesus so you can face the world every day. Hallelujah. He will change you. You won't be going the way and you won't be feeling the way. I ain't gonna say you grow up overnight, but something happened to you. And I had my hands and they did too. Ever since that wonderful day, my soul been. People go through stuff they don't have to. To declare, I say at this time, his rights, he justifies you. Come on now. The devil said, yeah, but he did so-and-so, but Jesus said, washed in the blood. He'll wash you in the blood. Praise the Lord. No, but by the law of faith. Not by what you, faith in what? Faith in him. Faith in him this morning to seeing as one God which shall justify the circumcision. Now he's talking about the Jews, and he was talking to the Jews, and he would justify the circumcision by faith and the uncircumcision through faith. And I'm just going to have to deal with it. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, I begin to think, I say, Lord, we read the Old Testament and we try to tie it up with the new. But I've come to the conclusion that the new and the Old Testament, praise the Lord, was given that we could see sin and understand what's out of the scriptures in there. So the Old Testament is good. Say good. And it's, you know what I'm saying? How you eat, what you do, and he gave it to the old. But the New Testament heart, he didn't write that in their heart. They had it on their head, down on their hands. This thing gonna be in your heart. Come on. I said, come on now. Hallelujah. When you've been pulling this around, and, wait a minute. Get it down. Hallelujah. But listen, I'm gonna skip over to what I want to say. The Lord, he made it 5:20. Oh. Yes, yeah, come on. Yeah. Over it. Okay, I want to get this to you all. Understand. And not only so, but you don't glory in no tribulation. Something happened to you, you up there. We all do it. We glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation worked and beat. The Bible say they left there rejoicing. I got news for you. He's been feeling sorry for us. We go, oh, God, you. Oh, the Bible say we glory. You ought to leave this and thank you, Jesus. When I get out this trial, I'm going to have some patience. And when I get out this patience, hallelujah, I'm going to have some other things. You bring me out. Did y'all understand that? Or did I read this. I said, Lord. He said, patience. Called tribulation work patience. I say tribulation work patience. And when you get some patience, then you get some experience. How you gonna ever know anything? But the Bible done already said it. Just plain two or three words. And we go through a whole that tribulation work patience. Now if you want some patience, then go through your tribulation. And when you're going through, because tribulation work patience. I read the Bible. And they got beat up, you know, they beat them. So they left out there, praise, hallelujah, all for the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord, for giving me the courage to stand through that bull. Oh, Jesus. We are tired of it. I said, Lord, I said, oh, God. I looked at this. Now I read this. Oh, this is why. It said, not only so, but we glory. That's why you hear him. I learned how to be satisfied. And if whatever, I'm God, whatever. Whatever I go through, I've learned. And you ain't going to learn till you go through. You go through like the Bible said you got to go through. You ought to do this. No, I want patience. I want some patience to wait on Jesus. I don't want my faith to give up. And you go through and he take you through, then whatever happens on the end of this thing, do that. So I got the hope that he's going to bring me through the next one. I don't have to yield. He took me through tribulation. I went through without. I don't hear you say much. What'd you say, brother? And so the testimony is going to be, God brought me through. Hallelujah. Because you know I can tell you what to do, you know. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. So you weep. Dry your tears. So I'm talking about Sister Davis. Dry your tears. Because this is going to work patience in you. Yeah, Lord. I said, Lord, how people going to make it? How they going to make it through? He said, I'm going to show them through their tribulations. I'm going to give them hope. I'm going to give them patience. And he giving you some stuff in your life. See, because when you wait, don't wait on, forget it. If God, tell you something, it's going to be what he say. Yes, Lord. Oh, my God. Woo, Lord, have mercy. He said, even so, my grace reign through righteousness unto eternity. Bow me be abundant. I know. But where sin got abundant, it's going to be much more abundant. Whatever you're going through, grace of God is much more abundant. So where people doing all this crazy stuff, we can't pray for the world because we so down. That is not God. God, I hope I'm not going. Y'all understand this? Because where sin is abounding abundantly like it is now, it's much more, now, bounding is just abundantly. Now, did y'all get that? If grace is much more abundantly, you hollering and screaming, you still under the law. You don't see that in the Bible. You when Paul and them and whatever they went through, but when they was in jail, they had them in the stocks. Their songs going, oh, they was in jail. And so and so and so. So you put us in jail. Call my, I got one thing and one phone call. I got one phone call. Call them. Call them. They didn't do that. Well, they didn't have no lawyers back then. They had lawyers back then. Maybe they don't know what to know how to live now like they did then. But just like they are now. Now, if you out there a lawyer, you didn't lie. Now I can understand why they was in jail and it wasn't for lose your religion. Lost my religion. Well, it's time for you not to stop losing your religion. And all of a sudden at 12. Come on, Peter. Come on, let's sing. They hear me. God saw him in the jail. God see what we are, children of God. Until we started lifting our hands, we ain't going to see God do nothing. We hold on to the trials. We ain't just standing there waiting, hallelujah, to come to your rescue. The moment they hear the song of God, praise God, you don't understand. You know, it's proven. Oh, something about the sound of a song. It do something in your mind. They found it out. I'm going to tell y'all something now. Singing in heaven 24/7. And you know how you can sing, you feel better. So I put this song. You've been doing this. Did you know, you can put a song on and you feel better. Come on now. You down and down and down. But the moment you say, you know what, Lord, you my savior. You know, God, I know you here. I'm feeling like whipping the word. So I sing the song in your heart at night. Every bow. Anyone can sing when the song in your heart at night. Oh, and bright. Oh, but you need a song in your heart. Going home when I'm in my car. Oh, need a song in my heart at night. I said, Lord, but you need a song in your heart at night. Ain't that pretty? Don't let the devil, you got a mind. Hallelujah. When somebody get on your nerve, you bam. But if you say, pray, hallelujah. Well, sin abound, grace does much more abound. That I'm a child of the Lord. Pray, you know, God saved me. Praise the Lord. Go out that friend like he's given these friends. Amen. God is so good. I mean, he's too much. I don't know why I used the ball game all the time. But when you go to the ball game, I may have to ask you to shut up, maybe. Bam! Boy, can't see. What? Think about it. I went to the doctor to get my ass checked. And they took me through everything. I was there about pressing to see, you know, the light coming deep. Every time you see a light, now you, dun, my Lord. And then they deadened it. And then they stretched them open. And I forgot to bring my sunshades, but I couldn't have seen a thing. I said, oh, Lord. So the lady said, here's some shades. They know we crazy folks. Paper with the stuff in there. And you put them on like you do glasses. Y'all see? I couldn't have seen nothing. Ain't God good? He's just a good God. Sugar, that's how we got you in here. Because you may have glaucoma. Because people with blood sugar have glaucoma. Thought they were ready to shout now. So they took this old woman through all them tests. And he just looking all around in my eye. Well, they say he have to look in the back of your eye. When he looked all in the back of this eye, and he looking. He said, Miss Davis, you got something. He said, well, Miss Davis, you know when you get old, I said, just let it know. Y'all don't did all y'all. Davis, your eyes are wonderful. Come on, give God some praise. He said, ain't nothing wrong with your eyes. But you know about it. I said, wait a minute, doctor. I said, the beatus too can be taken care of. I said, well, then you didn't see none of my eyes, did you? I said, you have to eat right, just like you got to. You know, like he's old as me. He said, what? You are. And I told him, I said, you can't put Coca-Cola in the gas tank. That just, you know, I can't eat all them sugar cookies, and so I try not to eat all that sugar. You sit down and taste one. You can't eat just one. I'm feeling good. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. You're going to take me through just like you said you was going to. That's on the agenda. None of your business. It's between me and the Lord. See what he'll do. God is a good God. Will you stand on your feet? I ain't through, but I'm going to stop right there. Pray. If you need prayer, come on up now. If this message have touched you, if this message have touched you with last hour, God is moving in this day. Praise the Lord, and God will do for you. So God is reaching out to touch you and you and you. Lifting every burden. Where you, how you feel. He's able. Trying. You can't say, he say, try me and see. Won't I open up the windows of heaven for you? Just try me. Pray, anybody want to try him today? You want to try him? Just try him. Praise. Wherever you are, I'm telling you, it's God's time. Say it's, you feel a little bit better? Let me clap like you feel. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. You know what, sister, you almost preached this morning for me. We on the right track. Praise Lord. I said, yeah, Lord. I say, so help me. So precious. Praise, you know, four? Woo, that's better than that then. James, you're three. You come here three times and you blown the Husker boy. I'm here. With three, we say, that talk, oh, that's number three there. Yeah. But I'm happy with Jesus. Because all I can tell you is, try Jesus. We are singing this song. It's a song. If you tried everything else, who he say he is, lift your hands unto God. Father, these have lift their hands to the Lord. Needed you before. Lord, come in our hearts. Let us know that we were justified. Lord, you made us holy and righteous. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now may the Lord bless you. Upon you. May God give you his peace as you go home. Let you know that he's there. Let fear be removed from your heart, from your fear, but a peace and love and a sound mind. Lord, I have waited on the Lord, and be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart. What you waiting on? He's going to help you. He's trying to teach us patience. Want to give up before, you know what I mean? And we give up and then, no. He given us patience. Got the angels already dispatched to go down and do what you need. Yeah. My prayer in Jesus' name. Go with you. Delivering my soul in Jesus' name. Amen.